Want something to listen to while playing Minecraft? Why not try an audiobook from Audible? Listeners of our show will get one free book of your choice when you sign up for a 14-day trial. Go to audibletrial.com/theshaft.
The Shaft and Lethal Drive have teamed up to bring you the best Minecraft SMP experience in the world with lightning-fast custom control panels, expert support and sales team, all from an approved host of MinecraftForum.net. LethalDrive.com, the cutting edge in game servers. Get yours today at LethalDrive.com/theshaft. And be sure to use the coupon code THESHAFT, all one word.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 80, recorded on April 29th, 2012. Happy anniversary, Wendy.
I'm Brent and Shock Copeland from that weird thing that Wes just did.
I am Wes Wilson, and today is my anniversary with my lovely wife, Wendy.
Congratulations.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And congratulations, Wes and Wendy.
Thanks.
And today, we have an amazing guest all the way from Sweden who works for Mojang, is Tobias Molstam.
Yay!
Welcome.
Congratulations.
You guys are hard to get on the show.
Really?
Yeah. But we got you, and you're that's the best.
You're the first You're the first one, the first Mojangsta to be on the show.
Does C4118 not count?
You know, I don't know. Is he a contractor? You know?
I'm not sure. I think he is. Yeah.
Okay, he's not an actual employee.
Yeah. He doesn't work in the office.
Yeah.
No, he's not there.
Okay.
But he's kind of small, so I might have missed him.
No way you would have missed him. He would have been all over that office.
Okay.
Running around.
Yeah. Listen to this.
Yeah. And see, through you, Tobias, we can get all the dirt and all the stuff that, you know, the shenanigans that goes down
at the
office, and all the office gossip. And
what we need you to do is lie about everyone so that we have to get each of the other people on to get them to correct the record.
That's right.
I can do that.
Awesome.
And we do appreciate, I know you're staying, well, not really staying up, but it's later than normal for us showtime over there. It's what, like 7 over there?
It is 7 over here, yes.
I'm good with math and time, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a little earlier for us. It's about noon. We normally start at 3, so we appreciate you coming in and doing this.
Yeah, definitely.
And I know you're missing the Game of Thrones. I think it's on at 7 o'clock over there. So we appreciate you postponing your Game of Thrones viewing.
It's fine. I haven't caught up with season 2 yet. So.
You've been too busy working on the website. Speaking of, so what can we expect with the website? Any new features coming in the future?
Yeah. I mean, we're doing lots of stuff, but I'm not sure what. Lots of boring stuff just to make things work. And then there's more fun stuff started having a look at name change for Minecraft players. Yay.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can do that. It would be nice.
There is a lot of interest in that.
Yeah.
There is. Yeah.
So so you are the front-end developer for Mojang, and what kind of things do you do there?
Well, I'm a front-end developer on paper, but I mean, it's not like that's the only thing I do. I do lots of that lots of back-end work had to be done, so I started looking at... We moved all to more servers when I started, and we... And just keeping everything running, I guess, I'm trying to do, while adding more features for everyone.
They make you change out the paper towels and stuff in the bathroom, too, don't they?
No, not really.
And I think that's one thing that a lot of people don't realize on a site that's as busy as Minecraft.net is... Just keeping it running is almost a full-time job in itself, let alone adding new things and integrating new features to it. What, like on an average day, I mean, like what do you go through? Just like do y'all get a bunch of like hackers that come in and try to bring the site down, or working on new features, old features?
Yeah, it's all. I mean, there's always people trying to bring the site down or guess a password, really. A lot or stuff like that, but it doesn't really, it only affects us when it gets too bad. It's not like, it's good enough most times. So it's not a full-time job keeping them at bay.
Those hooligans.
Like only when like LulzSec comes after you and stuff like that. That's when it gets
That's pain. Right. So what was that about? Can you tell us any like behind the scenes story on the LulzSec DDoS?
Well, I was sitting down in my sofa to have some dinner or something, and then I just see the Twitter flow is going absolutely crazy, and I think I got like 15 tweets a second or something for a minute or so. And apparently they just DDoSed us, and then they stopped, and then the site went online, and I'm not sure what I'd done if they kept going at it, because it's hard to prevent. I mean, there's not that much you can do. You can always try to filter out the traffic and stuff like that. But yeah, I'm glad they stopped like 5 minutes after, so I didn't have to stay up all night.
Yeah. And I heard a rumor that, and I saw this mentioned in the Reddit Ask Me Anything that you did, that Goud doing some server thing brought your servers down. That sounds like smack talk. Did that actually happen?
I have no idea.
Okay. Okay.
But I mean, it happens that a server goes down and we don't know why. We just focus on that. Let's see the source where it's coming from and try to shut it down, then try to get the servers back up so everyone can play. And
yeah,
it's not like we do an investigation too often.
Do you ever find any, does anyone ever, do any hacky things and, be funny about it? Like, I mean, do you ever see the traces of someone having done something they shouldn't have done, and then they leave behind some kind of message or clue that's kind of funny? Or are they just
not
jerks?
That I can think of.
You mean serial killer?
No.
Would like leave a behind killer. A
are
mark.
Are they killing serial?
You know what I mean? Like they leave behind a mark so that you know that he's been there.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. Well,
no, I see what you're saying.
I don't think we had those kind of, as far as I'm aware, we haven't had those kind of intrusions or whatever.
Okay.
Serial hackers.
Yeah, you don't get any clever hackers. You just get jerky ones.
Okay. Well, speaking of friends and jerks, can we expect like a friends list or anything coming with a website or client? Or?
Yeah, it's one of those things that we talk about that we really want, but it hasn't really it hasn't been done yet, but I guess we should just start working on it because it won't happen by itself. Which is a quite common fallacy, I guess.
So then it would be your job to be the front end on that, right? The interface so that
I mean, we have three me now. we used to be only me on the website, but now we have two other guys, Leo and Chris, and it's great because then we can bounce ideas off each other and share the load. So we'll be doing it, I guess, and together with the game, Jeb, and so we have to kind of get it in the game as well. And I mean, all the components have to work together.
Is there any task that the three of you like that you feel like you have to draw the short straw in order to not do? Like, is there anything that the three of you get together and go, we got to do this today, and you're all like, oh man, and then you don't?
Yeah, there's kind of accounting reports and all that stuff isn't really super fun to do, but we're pretty good at keep taking a step back and seeing the greater good for it, so yes, it's not that bad.
What is your favorite thing about working at Mojang?
I think my favorite thing is that it really feels like I'm personally a part of it, and because it's still so small and yet going so well, so it's like the input-output ratio is really awesome.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's good. What is your least favorite thing about working at Mojang?
Well, I'm not sure.
That's a mean question.
What? You could just say nothing.
Accounting.
Right?
Getting up in the morning.
Accounting. Getting up accounting.
There's always something that's worst, even if everything's awesome. I don't know. It's always awkward when people come up to you. But it's, I mean, that's not the worst part, but I feel like I don't have a socially competent enough to handle them correctly. So I'm like, oh yeah.
Well, hi. When we were at the MindCon, we were a little bit surprised that people recognized our faces so much. Do you find that very surprising? Like, does anybody ever walk up to you on the street and say, oh my God?
It hasn't happened that they've walked up to me, but they've tweeted me and like, oh, I saw you on the subway. But that's a bit more scary, I think.
You were wearing an orange shirt and green pants.
I was looking through your living room window.
Wow. So, you know, the Mojang office is so cool looking from all the pictures and video and stuff that we've seen. It looks like it's so much fun to be there and work there. Do you guys allow people just to walk up and say hi, knock on the door?
Well, the office right now is basically an apartment, and it's great. And we used to allow people. I mean, people came by, and we said, "Oh yeah, sure, come in, have a look around." But it just got out of hand, and yeah. And I mean, it's not like people were waiting when we got there at the morning, but in some way we just want to keep the office like a safe zone where we can focus on doing work, and sometimes we let people in, but most times we don't, and it feels really crappy every time you have to kind of, like, someone's coming up to you and like, oh yeah, I can't let you in right now, but here, take this or something.
Here's a creeper sticker.
Have you thought about, like, maybe getting like one of those, like the White House has these tour groups, you know, maybe you can get somebody who does a tour once a week, you know, so every Tuesday at 10 o'clock there's gonna be a tour group coming through. Have you thought about that?
I know we're right in the arena of what you like to do at Mojang here. Talking about the tour groups.
Here's access to everything. Just add something. No, I mean, but we're geeks and nerds, and we're kind of like weird with strangers. So it's usually just awkward silence when someone comes by.
Everybody just stares at him.
This is my personal space. So let's see. What else do we want to ask?
What is the craziest thing that's ever happened in the Mojang office?
The craziest thing?
Yeah. It's got to be something weird that happened, right?
Are you fishing?
Well, we ate cold spring rolls with the CEO of PA. That was pretty weird.
You guys are crazy. You're like wild people.
But not as far as we haven't had any wild animals running around.
Yet.
Yet.
Notch has become... Easy's in the chat room, so Easy, is Notch going to become like eccentric and get like Bengal tigers like his pets and stuff like that? Is he going to keep him at the office?
Yeah.
Get one of those hairless cats that he can pet while he works.
Oh, those are creepy.
That'd be nice.
So, and Notch is working on a new game. Speaking of Notch, I'm not even going to try to say it. I am 10XC0195.
End of the sea.
Yes. So what's the official way to say that?
10 to the sea.
10 to the sea.
10 to the sea.
That's what Notch says, so I guess that's the official.
Very cool. So are y'all going to be working on websites for that too, or is that another team?
Notch made it now, so I don't know. It's not like we have a precedence for it, really. Or I guess we do with Minecraft, but we'll see, I guess. Okay. I imagine we'll... I mean, it's not like we'll redo the current website if we get access to it, but I guess we might add, like, login and stuff like that with the Mojang account. And I'm not sure. We'll see.
And have you played it yet?
I have not. I have seen it run on his computer.
Because I saw that you said on the Ask Me Anything, you mentioned that you were very excited about it coming up.
I am. Yes, really excited. And I've gone a long while thinking about a similar kind of game, and me and Notch started talking about it, and Notch started doing it. So I'm really excited. I'm trying to kind of influence him to make the game I want.
Yeah.
Quit my job and start playing it full time.
Well, that's a good question. What kind of games do you like?
I think I'll like 10 to the Sea, and I like Minecraft, and kind of like the kind of like explorative curiosity games, kind of like that.
And do you do much gaming in your spare time, or do you have any spare time?
I do have spare time, but I actually don't do too much gaming. But when I do, I just mostly play with friends, and it's always fun playing with friends, like almost no matter the game. So,
yes. Yes. So what kind of stuff do you do with your free time? What do you like to do?
I like to read and learn new stuff, and I usually just do similar things that I do at work, but I'm even on other projects. So I might be coding websites in my spare time and doing some, I don't know, trying to program games and stuff like that in my spare time. But it's not like I don't dab into sports.
Oh yeah. Who does really?
What do you read? What kind of reading do you like to do?
It's mostly nonfiction, and it's a lot of wild subjects like cognitive psychology and I don't know, data mining and game theory and whatnot.
It's
something new. It's really nice.
You are such a better human being than all of us here.
Intellectual.
Yeah, I read Harry Potter books and Michael Crichton books.
I listen to them on Audible.
That's right.
And then watch Felicity on Netflix. So you see where I'm at. It's either that or My Little
June
Pony
on Audible. It's excellent.
To which one?
To June. By Frank Herbert.
Oh yeah.
It's awesome. It's like radio theater, the Audible version. It's insane.
This is the time where we can talk about Audible. You had some
Want
to mention today, Wesley?
Yeah. Well, you know, if you go to audibletrial.com/theshaft, you can get a 14-day free trial. And if you do that, you get a free book download, and then you get one free credit, and then you can, if you stay a member, you get one free credit a month for $14.95, and there's 100,000 titles to download from. And my recommendation this week is Neil Gaiman's The Graveyard book. And this was a Hugo Award winner for Best Novel in 2009. It was also a Newbery Award winner. And the description is, Nobody Owens, known to his friends as Bod, a normal boy. He would be completely normal if he didn't live in a sprawling graveyard, being raised and educated by ghosts with a solitary guardian who belongs to neither the world of the living nor the world of the dead.
Oh, so it's like a horror book.
Well, it's like a kid's book.
Okay.
So it's not a horror book.
Okay. So it's narrated by Neil Gaiman. So what does he sound like?
I don't know if it's narrated by him, but it is.
It definitely says it.
Oh, really?
Okay, you want to hear a little sample?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Was a teddy bear. There was no child. The man Jack's eyes were accustomed to the dim moonlight, so he had no desire to turn on an electric light. And light was not that important, after all. He had other skills. The man Jack sniffed the air. He ignored the scents that had come into the room with him, dismissed the scents that he could safely ignore, honed in on the smell of the thing he had come to find. He could smell the
chair. Okay, excellent.
So that's what he sounds like.
Yep, and this was an Obby Award winner. An Audi Award winner for Audible Books for Audiobook of the Year in 2009, and also Audi Award winner for Kids 8-12 2009. So yeah, you should get Neil Gaiman's The Graveyard book and a free trial to Audible.
And what's that URL?
That's audibletrial.com. /the shaft.
All right. You know, I read somewhere that you created a WoW add-on. So I guess you play WoW, or used to?
Oh, I used to. Many, many years now, but a while back. Yes, and I, of course, started coding for that as well. So it was fun.
That's cool. What did you play? What class and stuff? I'm just curious.
I started playing a warlock, and then I played a priest, I think. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I never went super hardcore. I used to play regularly hardcore.
Yeah. MMOs end up being a way of life. Most of the game designers I know usually can't commit to MMOs. They sort of have to put them down in order to get any work done.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe I feel that. I kind of maybe that's why I don't play that much games and try to learn new stuff, because I can feel like at the end of the day I have to like have to look back and like, oh, what have I done today? Oh, I've only played games.
Yeah, yeah. I see. I look back and go, all right, I beat that one level. Yay! Hooray for me! I'm a powerful and potent human being.
Yeah. I envy you.
So, what kind of stuff did you work on? What other kind of stuff did you work on before you came to Mojang?
I worked as a web developer on a small firm with a couple of friends, and we did a bunch of different projects. So it's nice being with the same project for a longer time and kind of like you yourself having yourself like a stakeholder and not some customer that you're never gonna see again. So that's it's nice.
Do your old coworkers like send you their resume like every other week trying to get them hired at Mojang?
No, that haven't actually happened yet. But
well, we'll make that a first then after the show. We'll be sending over 3 resumes for you. do y'all want to go ahead and do the sponsors and get on into the show?
Yeah, that sounds great.
So each week we've got people who actually sponsor the show, and this week we've got a few. We got 2 server sponsors, which is Grant050.
And he is sponsoring a website called theshaftpodcast.com/ !!
That's weird.
So
that's
yes.
Definitely a weird URL.
So we Thank will you. Definitely link your website that you mentioned, Grant 050, in the show notes. And we'd like to thank you for you know, sponsoring the show and promoting your site.
We also have another server sponsor. This is for a YouTube channel from the Lord Bones, who's currently playing through an adventure map with cinematic videos, which you can find at youtube.com/thelordbones. So go check that out. And then, of course, our individual sponsors, we got Nikron 100, who says,
finally, brothers.
What? We could do it at the same time.
Finally, brothers! The whole season of The Shaft, beaten!
And Diamond Spad3, who says,
sofa, king. I had to put a little space in between.
Why'd you have to put a space?
Oh, you know, anyway.
And then Psycho Tick Mink, who says,
oh my god! Zergrush!
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
Well, you gotta bring that kind of misery on our guest.
And the news.
And the news. So we've got some news here. We actually have someone from Mojang who can actually talk about stuff, maybe.
No comment.
Uh-oh. So first off is the Snapshot 12W17A that was released this week. What are some of y'all's favorite stuff from it?
Oh, writing in books, for sure.
Yeah, books.
I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. It's big.
So is the buzz around the office pretty excited about writing in books?
Sure.
Well, I know just from listening to it every week, that's a big request. I mean, we get that all the time, people asking to be able to write in books. And, you know, we have to say, well, there's nothing we can do about it.
Well, I actually didn't know about it before.
Hey!
I'm like, oh wow, you can write in books now. Nice.
That is good news. Mojang gets their news from the Shaft podcast.
<That's right. laughs> No, I meant when we released the podcast. Close enough.
Yeah, I think it's a really cool thing, and you can also title it so that you can mouse over and get the tooltip and see what book it is without having to guess. So that's a cool feature.
That is very
That'll be great with adventure maps, for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, it adds more depth to the game while still not adding, like, new, too much stuff.
Yeah.
The Silk Touch enchantment, once again, allows players to pick up ice blocks and glass panes, as if...
Oh, when you break it, you can pick it back up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people were really worried about that, though. Yeah, I mean, that seems like one of those ones that it's an important thing to fix, but, you know, I can't see anybody pulling their hair out about
it. It's kind of obscure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's probably a tough enchantment to get, too. The Silk Touch.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
To get Eric has a Silk Touch.
To get a specific enchantment, it's hard to do. I mean, because we don't read the weird script, you know, inscription language, whatever it is.
Yep.
So
I did like that, excavation station idea that we had from a week ago, so that once you get an enchantment, it should decipher the script for you in the future.
Oh yeah, right.
That's a good one.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it unlocks it.
Yeah.
Tobias likes it. Put it in, Jeb. All right.
Okay, we also got the Minecraft Pocket Edition now at 0.30. It's been updated. I just got my update on the iPhone and started looking at crafting stuff. And it's, remember how we were talking about the recipes and stuff, having that as an add-on for the game? Well, it's in the handheld.
I mean, wow.
Like, there's some recipes that, like, it tells you, like, how to make certain things and stuff. So it's kind of cool.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
Like a basic recipe book.
Yeah.
Here's how you make a pick.
Right.
Here's how you make a compass, because everybody needs those.
Which I hope that does come to the regular client one day, because my nephew, he's 10 years old. He just started playing Minecraft. He's been begging his mom forever. So finally got him playing. He loves it. He doesn't know how to craft anything.
Yeah.
So he has to go around on the net and look around, search around, and his mom's kind of like, I don't know if I want you, like, you know, going all over the place on the internet. Just play the game. And he's like, but I don't know how to play the game. And it's like, oh, it's kind of sad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Recipe. Well, books. Now that books are in, maybe we'll get recipes and stuff put into the books.
Ooh. Yeah. Maybe we can talk to Joel over at Minecraft EDU about putting together a kid's basic play map or some kind of a mod that does something like that, so that kids don't ever have to get on the web to look up recipes and stuff like that.
Good. Yeah, that's pretty good.
That might be a good idea.
That sounds good, but I think actually the lack of information in Minecraft has been good for creating communities and the wiki and stuff like that. So it's interesting.
I agree with that. And we've actually mentioned that before in the past, that it's kind of cool that you don't. But I mean, at the same time, I think with the kids,
protecting the kids is where the goal is
for kids.
Yeah, and it's good to, I mean, it's another outlet for a community to build something like that, whether a mod, plugin, and things like that. So that's awesome. More awards. Are y'all, I know y'all are having to move this summer, I believe, and it's due mostly to all the awards in the office, right?
Mostly that, yes.
So
we're moving offices, and it's going to be excellent because it's really crowded right now. it's comfy, but
and you just got two more from the Swedish game industry. From the Swedish Computer Game Awards 2012 got Swedish Game of the Year. Honorary mention silver, only losing out to the Battlefield 3, and the other award being the Casual Game of the Year. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's excellent. It's a great event.
Have you guys started divvying out the awards so everybody gets one on each desk?
We were actually talking about taking a piece of each award instead. So. Because we couldn't really decide who was.
The Voltron of
Stick
awards.
Them all. Will it blend? Them? Stick them all in Blender and everybody gets a little bag of partial.
Oh God! Will they blend?
Prize chips.
Sounds horrible.
Or they can all just like snort them. Like blend them up so fine that they're just like powder and then
snorting Mojang's awards.
That's so excellent. Anyway, we've got some other news here. We'll leave this one for the Shaft Lines. We'll leave that for the whatchamacallit.
Yeah.
That other section. Yeah. But we also have Captain Sparkles hits 1 million YouTube subscribers. That's a pretty big event.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and after he did the music video, that really bumped him up, I'm sure. Yeah. That's my favorite music video yet that he's done.
Really? I still think TNT is fantastic.
Is the best.
Yeah.
The classic.
Yeah.
And I love that Astrogali had to point out here that, he got 222 million video views compared to our 15.9.
Yes.
So we've got a ways to catch up.
Yeah.
But hopefully everybody can help us do that and go there and watch some videos.
Yeah.
Click the old likey.
Watch our adventures.
The adventures.
Listener. Contributions. Dun dun.
So this is normally where we talk about what the listeners want to talk about. And so today we've taken some questions from them. We've got a few in our doc that we'll read out, but I encourage people in the chat room to send one of the three of us a message in IRC with a question, because we're not going to be able to see if it just scrolls by, I don't think.
Yeah.
But start asking questions in the chat room as well, and we will get to as many as we can.
Yes.
The first one we got here from our doc, this is from Ingingerous. Let's see. He asks, Tobias, have you ever suggested an idea to Notch or Jeb and had it put into the game?
I have suggested several. I can't remember if anyone, any of them made it into the game. I don't know. I mean, we often talk about stuff and everyone's kind of like on the same page on most of the stuff. So it's like a collective effort, I guess.
So you came up with creepers though, right?
Yes.
It's all you.
That's going in the wiki, I mean.
Get on the show at least.
So Notch is gonna have to come on and rebuke that, I think. So yeah. To get Notch on.
So and as far as like Minecraft has progressed now and being live and all that, do y'all still have like daily or weekly scrums or meetings talking about new features and what's going in, or do y'all just kinda leave that to Jeb and John and our you know, a team?
We had our daily stand-up meetings for the entire company for a while, but we've stopped with them because it took so much time and we didn't really get that much out of it. But every week we have kind of like reports to hear what's happening for every project. So it's nice having an official channel for that. But I mean, we talk to each other every time, so it's most of the time we kind of like keep our eyes everywhere on other projects.
Here's an interesting question from the chat room from BrambleFire123. Where did the name Mojang come from?
Well, you'll have to ask Notch, or perhaps having him on your show.
We accept.
It's from the Swedish word Mojang, which just means thing or gadget. And I know he's been using it for forever, or like for some time before Minecraft, I think.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Let's see. We have another question from Digitally Incorrect in the chat room, who wants to know what game has influenced your career or life most.
Hmm. Oh wow! obviously, it's Minecraft, I guess. but not counting Minecraft, maybe. I really don't know. Actually, I don't have a game I've tied my existence to, really. I like a lot of games. And kind of.
Well, cool.
When you play Minecraft, what's your favorite thing to do? Are you a builder, an explorer, a survivor, a griefer? Like, what do you like to do in Minecraft?
Well, I'm not a griefer. I can start there. Me and my friends, we started a server, and we started out, it was when the big biomes had started or came into the game, and we kind of like spawned on an island in the middle of an ocean with like no resource. We had two trees or something, but we started off that, and then we decided to just take a boat and like go to the sunset.
Nice.
So we rode for like an hour and a half, and then we came, reached shore, and then we went back when we got, I think we collected eggs and stuff like that, and then we went back to our island, and then I decided, let's make a tunnel there, so we started digging for like weeks. So then I guess I was a builder, and then we had the ambition to build a redstone wire going the entire way, so we could build a computer and like automate the delivery of animals to our island.
Oh, nice.
So at that point, I guess I started being a redstone engineer, and I built a small prototype, stuff like that. So. Oh. But building stupidly big projects is fun.
Yeah.
Being ambitious.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, do y'all go off about these, like, projects that y'all are doing in the office? Like, dude, you got to come see what I made. Come log in and, you know, look and things like that.
Sometimes, not that much, really. It's... We don't play with each other, but kind of like, oh yeah, I played with my kids this weekend and we did this. And so we kind of like can hear stories about people, how they play with their family and their friends, and kind of like converge our stories.
Yeah, y'all used to have an in-house server, right?
Yeah, we've had a couple of times, but I don't know. we had anything permanent for long.
Yeah, you mentioned
we tried that, server sometimes.
You mentioned that Notch blew it up with TNT.
Oh yeah, we tried. We just wanted to test how many players we could have on the server, so we tweeted the link and then I gave creative to everyone. So it naturally ended up in the creator. I'll say that Notch is really good at blowing stuff up.
The creator mode.
Yeah,
nice.
Creator.
So creator. So Notch is a griefer. He's a griefer.
Think it hard.
Can't conclusively say.
Let's see. We have a question from Revolution 9 who wants to know what kinds of qualifications did you have to get to work for Mojang?
Well, being a good guy, I guess.
One of the best qualifications.
I kind of like, I knew Capish, who's coming next week, a bit before, and he asked me to apply, so I did, and kind of like connected with Carl and Marcus, and then I got the job, but I'm not sure. I mean, it's worked really well for us, but I wouldn't say I'm the best in the world on what I do, because I'm not. So, I don't know. Be nice. And be, I mean, be able to learn new stuff, I guess it's important, but since I, for example, hadn't worked with Java web development before, and started working with Minecraft.net, which was Java web development. So, but I kind of picked it up and it worked well. So, I don't know.
Very cool.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I wonder, like, you know, if like the fact that it all started with Java, like, are there any people who are like resentful? Do they go, God, not more Java? Can we get away from this, please?
Yeah, I think it's interesting to see how what people tend to focus on, both in terms of like, oh no, you can't do it in Java, it's slow, or like, oh yeah, look at me, I'm making a game in Java, so automatically it's gonna be as awesome as every other game made in Java. Or like, yeah, I'm using the same tools as you use now, so I'm gonna, it's gonna happen the same way, or stuff like that.
That is, I bet that is kind of weird. Do you feel like, Minecraft just got, like, was a total fluke in how it hit and all that kind of stuff? And, like, do you ever, like, feel sorry for people who come to you and go, oh, I'm going to do that too? And you go, no, really, really, it's not going to happen again for a while. There's going to be a time and then it'll happen again, but it's not anytime soon. Do you have to have that talk with people?
No, I don't think. I mean, it's, of course, you hear people pitch their ideas sometimes, and you kind of like wonder for yourself if it's gonna work or not. But I mean, it's always easy looking backwards and looking at how Minecraft was done. And like, for me, it's kind of obvious it worked. It's now looking back, but if I tried to put myself in Notch's shoes when he started working on it, I wouldn't. I mean, you have to stay optimistic and
yeah.
Believe in yourself, and it's maybe it's gonna work, but it's hard to say.
So, do we have any announcements about MineCon 2012? Is that wrong digging for? Do we have a location?
Well, I actually I listened to your last episode, and you kind of talked about it. I'm like, did we announce that? Video with Lydia. So, you tell me.
Mojang, okay, so getting their news from the Shaft podcast.
So we've been meaning to tell you, it's going to be at your house. So get some hors d'oeuvres ready, and we'll be there.
Yeah. Get one of those Chick-fil-A chicken nugget platters.
Yes! Now you're making me hungry.
Navi Vinny has a question.
This is really your question, though.
Yeah, I would have asked it anyway, but he asks, what's in your pockets?
Holes right now, actually.
Holes. There you go. Good answer.
I have a hole in my pocket too. It's like we're twins.
Let's see. Flame Raven 2.
My hole. Can I come up your?
That sounds really strange, and I support it.
So you listened last week's show. Is that the first time you've gotten a chance to catch us?
I've been listening some sporadically earlier before, but I haven't. Not every week.
See, we always lie and tell people that somebody from Mojang listens to us.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes it's true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy's here actually quite a bit.
Yeah.
It's always fun seeing her in the chat room.
Mm-hmm. Well, should we get on to the next one here?
Sure.
All right, then.
Oh, you're talking to me. Here we go.
Excavation Station.
All right. Excavation Station, where we consider
everybody's
and talk about
ideas.
Your ideas.
Everybody's?
Everybody's idea.
Everybody.
I did it for you.
I know.
I was waiting for it the whole show.
Sorry, I was reading ahead in the show notes.
Oh, okay.
I was getting all...
And most importantly, we'll get to see what Tobias thinks of all your awesome ideas.
Yes.
Features you want to see in the game.
Because we never feature bad ideas.
Never.
Ever.
Never. We wouldn't do that.
I think these people probably paid Astrogali to get their IDs in the show.
Oh, yeah?
ID?
Why?
Well, they should have, right?
Because they're horrible.
I'll give you 20 if you get in there. Okay, so this first one here is more natural biomes. This was submitted by Sandwiched, who says the current hard-coded biomes should be ditched in favor of dynamic biomes, which would be determined by four variables: base height, precipitation, temperature, and terrain. Each variable would only have three or four possible values. Wow, this is a lot of info.
Well, no, it's legitimate. It's basically saying get four factors and give them four possible values, and that way you'll end up with 16 possible biomes.
But I thought they were like dynamically generated biomes.
No, there's like... there's a finite number of them. There is...
Well, right, but
but
dynamically generated, right?
Yes, yes. But what he's saying is that you don't even... Like, you don't have jungle.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. So you just have...
It's more stateless, more fussy.
Okay.
Yeah. And you get more of this... What's it called when the code generates...
Crazy stuff.
Emergent environments.
Agile.
Based on...
I don't know. But
no, I like that. So, like, you would get something weird, you know, like
Wizdles.
No, that sounds cool.
Like, maybe you'd get, like, you know, a really dry, you know, high, unrainy, you know, grassy place.
That's just too much info.
Yeah, like, I like blocks melt in different temperatures. I think that would be really cool. You know, ice would melt, obviously, in the desert, you know. Yeah. Stuff like that.
That would be kind of cool.
Dirt would turn to mud.
And then are we going to have seasons?
With high humidity. Seasons?
Well, I mean, then you could do seasons if this was kind of like dynamic, right? Whereas like as the seasons changed and then your biomes would change over time.
Yeah. That could be cool.
I like that.
I don't know. This is an iffy one.
Yeah.
Why don't we just go ahead and exit?
No, it's okay. We don't have to.
Everybody's like, "Oh, this is a good idea," and all of a sudden it's exit.
No, what's going on?
I think it's a nice idea, but I mean, sometimes the more emergent it is, you can also kind of like lose creative control and whatnot.
Yes.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
And you might end up with vines in your desert.
Well, what does Bazzy want here?
Bazzy is interested in terraforming the Nether, and what he would like is to have the ability to terraform small parts of Nether into a more friendly environment. So you could have healthier looking grass, less red air, and the ability to place water in the terraformed part. So you could and basically, if you plant enough grass, plants, and trees in a space, it will eventually start turning that area into a more pleasant environment.
Aha.
Sounds cool.
I kind of like it, actually.
I do, too. Yeah.
But shouldn't it be some, like, epic item thing you can get from killing a big boss or something, and then you can place it in the Nether, and it starts growing trees from it?
Yeah,
that would be good, too. Or another thing is, like, if this is true and, like, you know, your grass, like, expands, you know, because your area gets healthier and healthier and has more life force, kind of like the Firelands, when you go into the Firelands, you know,
start
emerging the green out into the zone. Yeah. Okay, so you've got something like that, but, like, zombie pigmen, whenever they find like grass, they'll stomp on it and destroy it and turn it into netherrack or
To turn it back
into netherrack or slow sand. How about that?
That's kind of cool.
So the zombie pigmen, they don't like it. No likey the grass.
They hate grass.
Yes.
Why?
Because they're zombies.
They're hateful.
Yes. So the next one is from Richard.
Arr.
You want to go over this one, Mr.
Richard. Flour and glue. I think it will be efficient and useful if you could use one wheat to make three flour. You can craft bread and flour instead the same way as you can craft it with wheat. Also, if you put flour and a water bucket side by side, you can make glue, which you can apply to a block so it can hold sand, gravel, and entities onto that spot so they cannot move and they cannot fall.
That's not bad. I kind of like the idea of glue.
Yeah? It's like a sticky...
But how can you, like, how do you see that something's glued? Or will you just think it's glitched or broken?
Yeah, you would need to know. You would need a visual.
Need some feedback.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you there. Because you could have a pretty complicated... I mean, you could fool yourself. Like, you're building this complicated structure, and there's hundreds of blocks that are glued and thousands that aren't, and how are you going to know?
Yeah.
You know, to continue it or to modify it. I don't know. It's a little tricky.
Well, and that sounds like maybe a... Is that sort of a tenant or something that y'all look at whenever y'all come up with a new item, is how is that going to be represented visually? Like, do y'all have like some kind of test that each new feature goes through like that?
I mean, we don't have one established on paper, and I think you have to ask Jeb now these days about it, but... when designing stuff, I always find it easy to kind of like have a core which you can proof everything against to see if it matches or if it works with the idea you have for the game or if it makes sense. And I usually, I mean, visual feedback is very important. Feedback overall, I believe, to be very important because you don't want it to turn into frustration for the player.
Right. Well, I mean, I can't really imagine this being any more of an issue than like a block of sand stuck to a sticky piston. Like, let's say you walked up and there's a block of sand in the middle of a wall, like just one block outside the wall. And the chat room brought this up. I mean, if it was stuck on a sticky piston, nobody would think, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not sure you'd need an additional skin.
No, well, maybe it would work, I guess.
I don't know. Your visual cue there is a sticky piston.
Well, you don't necessarily see it. If the piston's in the wall and the sand block is on the outside.
Yeah.
So why don't you just use the stickiness from the sticky piston?
Yeah, maybe maybe that's it. And that's something that the chat room brought up, is maybe you just have the texture from the sticky piston on whatever wall. And then if you put something on it, it sticks.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Okay, so let's move on. Go in here.
Doesn't it stick today? Except for sand.
Yeah.
It could.
And gravel, I guess.
Yeah. Hmm. Anyway.
Glue.
Okay, we got one here from LC98 who wants to have cocoa beans easier to find. Do we need that?
Easier to find cocoa beans?
Well, right now they're only in chests, right? They're only in dungeon chests. Am I correct on that?
So there's not a natural way to get them?
I don't think so.
Is that correct?
Yeah,
only in dungeons.
Not in jungles, maybe? No?
I think it's okay that there's a special food that's not found naturally. We got enough other food, you know? I think it's okay. I don't think it's a big issue.
I mean,
when you make the chocolate milk, it's a very special chocolate milk.
It better be.
Take the cocoa beans and milk and merge them together for delicious.
I know we've talked. I mean, I've heard the talk at the office, but I can't remember any details.
Yeah.
So you heard it here first. There are going to be cocoa trees in jungles from Dubai.
Confirmed.
Straight from the lead developer.
Okay. So, any more questions?
We did get a couple other questions from the chat room. What about colored glass? Stained glass?
Wow.
Stained glass.
I see what you did there.
Yep. Just so you know, Tobias, there's a massive outcry for stained glass.
Yes.
And boats that people can sail over lava.
Yes, so. Lava boats. Also, obsidian tools and armor. We hear that a lot too.
Keep going.
And a lot of people want mass transportation.
Yes. And by a lot of people, Wes.
And before we got wolves in the game, that was a huge thing. Every week, we want wolves and dogs, yeah, and wolves, and finally we got that. So yeah, we're
so
waiting
now. It's
on
to ferrets.
Yeah, ferrets. Something give me else. A ferret.
Ferret.
I kind of made that up. Yes. Well, and that was actually, we just got a sponsorship in from azcrafters.com, who is doing a $100 USD grand prize spleef tourney.
I was just messaging with them in the chat room.
Game. So go over there to azcrafters.com/blog/P=150. And we'll link to that in the show notes and sign up for a spleef tourney with money behind it.
Yeah, $100 cool. grand prize.
Oh, that's cool.
That's yep. really cool.
Sweet.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll be in the show notes.
It will be.
I can make that happen.
Get your spleef on.
Okay. And
that was it for Excavation Station.
Do we want to do any... How about instead of any sightings, what's... here, I'll even do the bumper, though.
Okay.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Intense indeed.
Two TPs. Anyway, so Tobias, have you? What are some of your favorite videos that you've seen on the nets? And it doesn't even have to be about Minecraft.
Oh, non-Minecraft related videos?
No. It'll be all about cats, probably. No, but like, do you have like a favorite Minecraft video that you've seen, or one that just
not recently? I haven't actually seen so many recently.
So people need to get to work.
What are some that are memorable throughout the ages?
Of course, the Star Trek Enterprise one. Yeah. And then recently, I guess the graph calculator thingy.
Oh yes, yes.
With the stuff and the redstone. That I mean, usually yes. I also remember when Pistons came, all the redstone videos that popped up with the memory cylinders moving around, and it was just this incredible noise. and those were brilliant.
Yeah.
And when those do come out, how does that affect the office environment? Like, is it just a buzz about these, or is it just kind of spread just, through Skype or Twitter to each other?
Yeah, I mean, most of us hang out on the Reddit, so anything that's popular there will probably look, and some of it will be like you see like someone's looking on someone other's screen and you're like, hey, what are they looking at? And then it ends up with the whole company standing at a computer watching a video or something.
That's cool. Excellent. So do we have any more questions, any more crazy things?
Did we talk about, there was one thing we were moving down about the Shaftlands. Do we want to go into that? We aren't in that section yet. Oh, sorry.
Oh, do you want me to? Oh, but you got to do that one.
Yeah.
Wait, what are we doing? Who is it?
Housekeeping!
Oh, it's you again.
Housekeeping!
Yay.
I have a cold, just like Wes.
Did you give this cold?
Then go ahead and stay out then. We'll get you next week.
I cough on your pillow.
So that's not a mint?
No.
Big old hacky loogie.
Yes. Loogie for pillow.
Yeah. So we mentioned the spleef tournament, $100 spleef tournament. That's something going on azcrafters.com. And then additionally, this is from Jaden, who's working on the Shaft mod. And they are planning on releasing a public beta of the Shaft mod within the next few weeks. The public beta will include all the features up to this point, but excluding some of the bigger ones we're working on, like the alternate ending to the game and the Shaftmobile. They'll also be creating an official adventure map for the mod to be released at the same time as the public beta. So, yeah. And he says that due to
we'll have to do that map too.
Ludum Dare, they couldn't get time to make a video or audio recording. So,
cool.
And we also had...
that's awesome.
The Shaftland State of the Server update from Seagon. We'll link to this update video. The Shaftlands is still 1.00. The community is definitely alive and kicking. He wanted to stress that.
Good, yes.
Because we're not there enough to know. We suck.
I logged on a little this week started walking around, and like fixing stuff doesn't have the same oomph it used to. Like, since I think it's that I'm in the same area all the time, and I've been fixing the same things for so long that it's kind of depressing now.
It's worked. I follow along behind him and mess the stuff right back up. So anyway, the plan is for the server to be updated by the end of May. So everybody look forward to that, and just get your the right mod so you can play the 1.00 version and get on there and have fun.
Yep. Because there's multiple version tools now. There's the DigiX version tool. There's... what is it? Minecraft Magic? What is it?
Magic Launcher?
Magic Launcher will allow you to select versions. Mm-hmm. You have no excuse for not getting on the Shaftlands because your client isn't up to date or because it is. That's no right. excuse.
No excuse.
None. As a matter of fact, I am promising right now that tonight I am going to try to get onto the Shaftland server and hang out and talk to people and go and visit their creations. I'm going to do that tonight.
Tonight.
There's a party on the Shaftlands Sunday night.
Don't go there.
Why not?
That's just wrong.
Don't be hateful.
I'm so curious about this Shaftmobile.
I can't wait for the Shaftmobile. Big thank you again to Astrogolly for helping us with the show notes. And brother, hope everything goes well. And hopefully we can help out somehow. But we'll keep you in our prayers and thinking about you. Tobias, much appreciation for coming on the show today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Awesome. And people,
are we done already?
Yeah.
It's been about an hour.
Yeah, we tried to make sure we kept you for about an hour. We figured that's the optimal time.
Yeah,
but we can definitely have you back on.
Yeah.
But if people want to find you, they can actually find you on Twitter at Molstam, MOLLSTAM. Do you want them going to your website? That's TobiasMolstam.com.
Oh, no, that's no need.
Okay. No need. Don't go there. Just follow me instead. At Brent Copeland on Twitter. And anything else you want people to know about you or what you
eat
do?
Eat your greens.
Eat your greens.
Yep.
I like that.
You're not going to talk about how devastatingly handsome you are and how everyone loves your glasses.
Or how about Marcus Pearson's tweet that said, in my list of top 5 reasons to work at Mojang, number 3 simply says, Tobias Molstam.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is pretty cool.
I think the question there is, what's number 2?
Oh. Good question.
The money Tobias gives me. So, now we have another guest on next week, correct?
Yes.
Who's our guest next week?
Capiche. Daniel Kaplan. Yeah.
Wow, excellent. We've got 2 Mojangers. Mojangsters.
So be sure to give him horror stories about how horrible it was. And
Yeah.
I shall do this.
And tell them all the lies that you said. Like give them a long list, laundry list of lies, so that they'll feel they need to come on and repair their sullied reputations.
Yeah, we got one last one from the Crystal Crow, who says, Molstam, thanks for coming, and thanks for always being so responsive to outage reports, which we all appreciate.
Yeah, thank you for being so kind when the outage is happening.
Awesome. Well, I guess then that is goodbye, and we'll see you next week for episode 81. Farewell.
Salud.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network. Everything tastes better with The Shaft.